welcome to the healing journey.
My name is James, and I'm going to tell you guys a story. I'm here with...
Ripplestone.
Before I get into this story, you said, what was the good... Where did you want me to start? You said a good place to start was what?
What is, like, the moral, or what is the message?
Yeah, so this is the healing journey, and for those of you that know me or don't know me, I am on a journey to heal people of mental illnesses. And inside this journey, there was a particular moment that I have yet to put out online, actually. And I'm a filmmaker, right? Yeah. And this moment was a near-death experience. And what's unique about near-death experiences is that whether you are a avid psychedelic user or as someone who gets in a car accident, we kind of share. We have a shared experience. So now that I have this experience, what I realized is in my message is that that I connected basically, as I've been explaining to people, is I went past all the highs. You know, it's that it started with the feeling of when you get up off the ground really fast, you get lightheadedness. So I started getting lightheaded, and I started realizing blood was rushing out of my brain, and I was consciously aware of the fact that I was dying. I said, oh, fuck, I'm dying. Because right before that, I was kind of giggling. I'm like, hey, I'm getting high for free, off the air. And as I realized this, I was like, fuck. I was consciously aware that blood was leaving my body while standing up. And that makes no sense. Why is this happening? And I knew I was about to pass out. And so before I went and passed out, though, I found, obviously, the closest person I could. Somebody saw me. They're like, oh, fuck, this guy's going to fall over. And then I found a safe place to fall over. Because then it could have been worse, right? You just fall over and you smack your head. Then you're going to wake up with a worse problem. But really, this talk is about this near-death experience. So what happened at that point forward is I transcended levels. I feel these levels going higher and higher, and I always tell people I left the DMT ayahuasca, went past that, straight into the source. And when you connect with the source, you feel this sense of oneness. It's no longer an idea that you talk about. It becomes, oh, I literally am God. I get it. We are all God, we are all one, we are all connected all the time. You know, you don't need the near-death experience to realize this, but I obviously did. I needed it. I'm the kind of person that flirts with death often, but that is, I think that was the soundbite right there. That was the old one.
Okay.
It sounded good, didn't it?
Do you have a website or a way to...
Like I said, everything is King Jimmy C, King James on Facebook.
Okay.
Do you mind if I sit down somewhere?
Sure, yeah, thank you.